We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top story in WBBM, Governor Pritzker is now adding his voice to the chorus of leaders sounding the alarm about Illinois' rising coronavirus cases. State Department of Public Health today confirming more than 3,100 new COVID-19 cases across the state, as well as 22 additional deaths linked to the pandemic. The governor today reinstated his daily public briefings on the state's response to the virus and noted that part of the southern Illinois area will join the Rockford area in seeing new restrictions starting tomorrow.
Nearly every region in the state has seen an increase in COVID-related hospitalizations over the last week. Thursday, we set a record high of cases identified in one day, and then we beat that record on Friday.
Well, this morning, Mayor Lightfoot said she's concerned about the increase in cases in the city and suggested the city could toughen some coronavirus restrictions if the trend does not improve. Within the last 90 minutes, the DuPage County Health Department officially advised all schools in the county to shift to remote learning as the number of children testing positive for the virus goes up. Mayor Lightfoot will not discuss details, but she acknowledges this week's budget address will contain some tough measures to close the city's looming budget gap.
Published reports say Mayor Lightfoot this week will propose a $94 million property tax increase and some 350 layoffs, among other measures, assuming Chicago does not receive more federal relief money from Washington. Asked about it at an unrelated news conference, the mayor would not confirm the reports, but she pointedly did not deny them either.
On Wednesday, we have a lot to say about the specific ways in which we propose to close the $1.2 billion gap. And I've been very clear since my forecast speech on August 31st that we are looking at a range of different tools.
The mayor says officials looked internally first because you can't ask residents for more of their tax dollars until you've made sure the city is being efficient. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Prosecutors have charged two men in connection with what police called a violent drug deal in Aurora 2 weeks ago.
Aurora police were called to the 1400 block of Farrington Lane the afternoon of October 3rd and found a 28-year-old man who had been shot several times. Investigators learned the victim had met with two men for a drug deal that turned into a robbery and shooting. 19-year-old Dante Parker of Chicago and 18-year-old Richard Gaston of Melrose Park were eventually tracked down and arrested in Appleton, Wisconsin. Both now face attempted murder and armed robbery charges and are being held on $500,000 bond. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
And it took a team effort, including an interpreter, to end a suicide standoff at Trump Tower last night and early this morning.
Chicago Police Detective Hector Matias was one of five police negotiators who dealt with the man who was hanging from a 16-floor balcony of Trump Tower for more than 13 hours.
He was hanging over the edge of the building connected to a harness. He did have a knife in his hand that he threatened to cut if we pulled him up.
Chicago Police Commander Jill Stevens.
What could have been a tragedy ended up as a situation that was resolved without incident. Today, the Chicago Police Department and their partners literally saved this young man's life.
Police say the distraught man had said he had several social issues he wanted to discuss with reporters. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Amid a surging number of new coronavirus cases, a Wisconsin judge is reimposing an order from Governor Evers' administration limiting the number of people who can gather in bars and restaurants and other indoor places to 25% capacity. The order was issued 2 weeks ago, but a judge blocked it last week after Tavern League of Wisconsin challenged it, saying it amounts to de facto closure. Well, today, a Barron County judge denied that request to keep the building on hold while the lawsuit is pending. In Illinois, does a dead person's vote count? Matt Dietrich with the State Board of Elections says it depends. If the voter chose a mail-in ballot but died before November 3rd, that vote will count.
But in practical terms, what you're talking about is someone, once they put that ballot in the mail, they would have to be deceased almost instantly in order for there to even be enough time for the notice to reach the election authority.
Mail-in ballots would be canceled if there's an issue with the signature or any other discrepancy.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.